Empower WYXR's mission with monthly contributions. Become a sustaining member today at sustainer.wyxr.org.
Hey, this is Steve Selvage, and you are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
Thank you. Had the outro. I was about to fade out before the outro got done. Can't do that. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to WYXR FM 91.7, Raised by Sound. This is Let's Get Lost. We come to you every single Wednesday morning. We follow Miss Angela Jackson, and we bring you the best in jazz, the best we have currently this week. We've been thinking about, enjoying, listening, analyzing, thinking about, and thank you, Angela. Angela just gave me a clementine. That's the kind of kindness we have up here. You just heard Mr. Lucky Thompson, the great, great tenor man. I think is underappreciated. I say that probably a lot on the show. That person's underappreciated. We should talk more about that artist and all their contributions. That's from his Accent on Tenor. He was a tenor man, tenor saxophone. That's the big horn. Well, it's not the biggest horn. 1956 Society album records, Tune for Texas, the name of the tune. That was written by Billy Taylor, Dr. Billy Taylor. I don't think he was doctor yet, because this is 1956. Billy Taylor on piano. He's probably pretty young. The great O.C. Johnson on drums. Sidney Gross on guitar, swinging guitar. Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet. O.P. Oscar Pettiford on the bass. Oscar Pettiford, man, 1956. He passed soon thereafter. It's kind of late for him. What a great bass player and a great composer and arranger and all that good stuff. I don't have anything specifically planned for the show today. We're just going to play some cuts. We're just going to rock a little bit and see what happens. Had a good week. Nothing really to report specifically. I have been listening. You know, I'm always going back listening to some of the times the same stuff, and I've been really on the Gil Mell thing, and I'm probably going to play some Gil Mell. Just to forewarn you, we're going to play some Gil Mell. But first, another tenor genius has to be addressed, and his name was Benny Golson. We're going to play some Benny Golson. This is Step Lightly. Thank you.
Support for WIXR comes from Playhouse on the Square, presenting Parade, now through February 16th, based on the book by Alfred Uhry with music and lyrics by Jason Robert Brown. Tickets and show information available at playhouseonthesquare.org.
Support for WYXR comes from Campfire Collective, a Memphis-based agency that empowers their clients through community-focused marketing and loves all things Memphis. More information on how Campfire Collective can feed the flames of your organization's marketing at buildacampfire.com.
Thank you.
All right. Mr. Eddie Costa, the great Eddie Costa on piano, also great vibraphonist. Dig that really cool arrangement of Nature Boy. Of course, that was made famous by Nat King Cole, but like a very different presentation, of course, originally. It was a ballad, and I really like this. I like the choices that were made there. 1957 on the Mode imprint. That's Eddie Costa Quintet featuring Art Farmer trumpet. Phil Wood's beautiful alto sound. Man, what a tone. Teddy Cock on bass and a young Paul Motion on drums. For that, we heard, I told you I was going to do it, Mr. Gil Mel. I've been on a Gil Mel kick again. This is his Volume 2, New Faces, New Sounds. You can find these reissues that are pretty good. I mean, they're real good, actually. They're Japanese reissues on vinyl on the 10-inch records have all been reissued, and or a lot of them, the Blue Note ones. And they were originally released in 1953 on Blue Note. That's just a killer band with Gil Mel, of course, on tenor Barry, and Irby Green. He liked to use trombone. On trombone, he liked to use guitar. Tal Farlow on guitar, playing wonderfully, and Clyde Lombardi on bass. Joe Morello, take five, on drums. Before that, the great Benny Golson, also a wonderful arranger, musician, tenor player, and this is from his New York Scene album. It's very easy to find, 1958 on Contemporary, and that's his composition, Step Lightly. No one really does that one. That's a good one. Paul Chambers on bass, Charlie Persip on drums, Wynton Kelly piano, and then he has Art Farmer on trumpet. On quite a bit of the other record, he has a larger ensemble. He has a bunch of other horn players that get in there. And, of course, when you put a bunch of instruments in Benny Golson's hands, good things happen, because he was quite the arranger and composer. Where are we going? Where are we going? Where are we going? We're going to the great Stan Getz. Let's play some live Getz.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Support for WYXR comes from Freedom Prep Academy, celebrating 15 years of academic excellence, preparing all students in grades pre-K through 12 to excel in college and in life. With five schools in Westwood and Whitehaven, Freedom Prep is now enrolling for the 2025-26 school year. More information on enrollment at freedomprep.org or 901-498-1849.
All right. If you're just joining us, we are WYXR 91.7 FM, of course, and this is Let's Get Lost, and we've been just kind of playing you a bunch of different things. We just heard the great Benny Green from his 1960 release on Time Records, just self-titled album. And that was Cool Struttin', of course, by Sonny Clark on piano, who would go on to have his own Cool Struttin' album on Blue Note. That was Arthur Jarz on drums. Man, Jimmy Forrest on tenor. You don't get that, Jimmy Forrest. That was one of the cats. George Tucker on bass. For that, we heard, I don't play a lot of jukebox hits on the show, but this was one of them. And the reason is I'm reading a killer book right now by Preston Lauterbach called Before Elvis, and it's really good, but it's really kind of in my mind right now. And this, and Lionel Hampton has mentioned, there's a whole chapter on Calvin Newborn and the Newborn family, and they were just huge Lionel Hampton fans. And Lionel Hampton spent some time in Memphis, which I didn't know, and it blew my mind. He was actually here for like months. The band was sort of whole laid up, as it will, for like an entire fall season. And they had a big impact on a lot of young musicians in Memphis. This is this would have been a recorded 19. Of course, this would have come out as a 78, 1947 on Decca. But just a really cool piece of music. I remember going to see Fred Ford play this, and it really, I know this tune really resonated across the city with a lot of musicians. For that, we heard the great Stan Getz. Stella by Starlight, love this record. Birdland Days 2, this is from November of 1952, live at Birdland. Came out on the Doodlin' imprint. I have it on a little 10-inch record. Features Duke Jordan. This is a classic quintet that influenced a lot of people in New York at the time. Jimmy Rainey is just, what can you say? I mean, on guitar, he's doing things that people weren't doing at that point. Duke Jordan, like I said, on piano, Jimmy Rainey guitar, Frank Izzolo on drums. The bass player is Bill Crow. He's with us. He's 98. He will be 100 in a couple of years. He was born in 1927 and he's still active. He's on Facebook. That's funny. We're going to continue on with Buddy DeFranco, the great clarinet, bebop clarinet master, and this is his version of Crazy Rhythm. Thank you. Great Wardell Gray, of course, with April Skies from his Memorial Volume 2 album, 1955 on Prestige. Art Farmer on trumpet. This is like the Art Farmer show. We played a bunch of cuts inadvertently that had Art Farmer on it. Hampton Hawes playing some beautiful piano on the Out of Tune piano. Harper Crosby bass, Larry Marable drums. For that, we heard The Jazz Modes. The Jazz Modes. Somebody, Somewhere, 1957. What if somebody asked you, hey, what's the name of your new record? Well, it's called Plays Excerpts from the Frank Lozier musical, The Most Happy Fella. That rolls off the tongue. But yeah, this is an entire album dedicated to Frank Lozier's musical, The Most Happy Fella. All the compositions are on this are all from that work. And it's a cool record. It features an unusual tenor French horn front line of Charlie Rouse on tenor, Julius Watkins on French horn, of course. We got some other fellas, Gildo Mahone. I like the piano. Mahone's, I'm not pronouncing his name right, but he's fantastic. Ron Jefferson on drums, Martin Rivera on bass. That's a cool record. The Jazz Messengers also made a Frank Lozier album that I have. Maybe I'll bring that next week or when I'm back. Before that, we heard the great Buddy DeFranco. Man, this is a cool record. If only, well, there's a lot of reasons. Scott LaFaro on bass, who did not have a long life but made a huge impact on the instrument he's playing. Victor Feldman, who we featured last week, is on vibes. Frank DeVito drums, Pete Jolly on piano, Herbie Mann flute. Of course, he went on to make a record here in Memphis. Some great Barney Kessel playing on this record. He just sounds fantastic on guitar, Barney Kessel. And the Buddy Franco, of course, was kind of the... You know, of course, in the swing era, you had a lot of clarinet players, and Buddy Franco kind of is like the last man standing playing bebop in the 1950s. But hey, we're glad he did. We're going out. The show is over. We want to thank everybody for listening. And I think John's going to be here next week. I'll be here in a couple weeks. And oh, make sure you go to sustainer at WYXR.org. You can become a monthly donor. February is our sustainer drive. Sustainer, again, sustainer. At WYXR.org and be a part of this wonderful radio station. We're going to go out with the great Dexter Gordon. I've been digging on some early Dex, and we'll listen to some Dex going out. See you next week. Take care. ¶¶